My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.
The city of Chicago today is out with a new plan to try and fix its long-running gun violence problem. Plans based on a year of conversations with more than 100 people, including government officials and on-the-ground anti-violence workers. It calls for improving the city's response to mental health crises, providing more services to shooting victims, and beautifying vacant land. It also leans heavily on existing community-based anti-violence groups, but doesn't include any additional funding for them. WBEZ criminal justice reporter Patrick Smith spoke with Susan Lee, Chicago's deputy mayor for public safety, about the new violence reduction plan.
It's fair to say that reducing gun violence has been a goal of probably every mayor the city has ever had. What is different about the approach this administration is taking, and specifically, how does this new plan help advance that work?
That's a really good question. I think that what stands out about this plan is that it is comprehensive. It really lives into the idea that violence is a public health crisis. Treating violence with comprehensive approaches that isn't just about law enforcement. And I think this is probably the first time city officially and formally has come out and accepted this public health framework.
Your former coworker at the nonviolence group Chicago CRED, former Education Secretary Arne Duncan, he last week proposed cutting $150 to $200 million from CPD's budget and putting it into street outreach organizations. This plan, it clearly views those sorts of organizations as pillars of the violence reduction effort. Why not call for increased funding of those organizations in the near term?
The plan is very clear that we need sustained commitment to these community-based interventions, whether it might be street outreach or it might be a cognitive behavioral therapy for those at highest risk or more jobs for people who have been marginalized and so forth. So it makes clear that we need this commitment. Having said that, as you know, we are facing a $1.2 billion deficit. We know that whatever city's investment is into these important interventions is not going to be enough.
The plan talks about reducing the really staggering difference in violence levels from neighborhood to neighborhood. What will it take to make Garfield Park as safe as Lincoln Park?
Well, I think that speaks to, equity, right? We have to invest in the places that are most impacted by violence. While in the past 3 years, this year being kind of on a different trajectory, but past 3 years, even as homicides and shootings were going down on a citywide level, what we did find was that the safer places were becoming safer, and the unsafe places were becoming even more unsafe. And so that safety gap between the safest place in the city of Chicago and the most victimized place in Chicago began to widen, even in those 3 years when we saw reductions in violence. And so we're focused on that from that equity lens.
You have been the deputy mayor of public safety for more than a year now. What have you learned? What surprised you about Chicago's violence problem? What is unique about Chicago's violence problem?
What is really difficult about Chicago's violence problem is its sheer volume. I wake up every morning to the CPIC notices, which are CPD notices for every shooting. The scope and scale of it is truly challenging. So I would say that's one. Two, I think, is that there is a lot of good work already going on in the community. And before Mayor Lifa took office, we really lacked the system through which we could coordinate those efforts. And so I think we're beginning to do that. We need to do a better job of coordinating and better job of keeping ourselves accountable to have results.
That was WBEZ criminal justice reporter Patrick Smith talking with Susan Lee, Chicago's deputy mayor for public safety, about a new plan out today that lays out the next 3 years in crime fighting for the city.